the introduction of new technologies will be certainly have a great impact in the future, but in my opinion, the largest impact will be in non-STEM topics rather than in STEM. And when we say STEM, we means, for example, also medicine. But medicine have no a tradition, for example, of the use of new advanced technology. Now, a doctor sometimes have to use a robot to their job, and it will be very more diffuse in the future. So, new technologies will be present certainly in STEM programs, but this is typical in such a way, typical for an engineer, the use of artificial intelligence and robotics rather than other application. For example, I've said before about laboratory activities. Virtual reality in laboratory activities is one of the challenges of the future, because I have to try the same experience that I have, can have in presence, I have to do in the future. So, even more now, even more in the future, the laboratories of each university cannot have the same, cannot sell every time the more advanced instrument apparatus, but if the student have to try to practice these different instrument tools, have to practice this also by some technologies that I really cannot imagine. I think that what we mean now as a virtual reality is very different from the virtual reality that will be present 20 years from now. Also, if some development of the technology is sometimes not so fast as we can imagine, I've done some research when I was very young researcher on artificial intelligence. Of course, the artificial intelligence 20 years ago is not equal to the artificial intelligence that is diffused now. But I don't think that in the future every student will be at home and practice like now physically in a laboratory from particular different instrument that I cannot really imagine now. But I know very well how it is improved also with the use of new technologies, the research in humanities. Because I've seen that digitalization of all the ancient books that in the past was done with some strange microfilms, and in our university was placed in a very large room with very strange apparatus. And now it's all moved to digital. But I suppose that in the future, also digital supports, just now all is in cloud. So no more digital supports now. So for a researcher that starts its activity programming with schede perforate with the, and then see floppy disk and then see CD and then see cloud. I really can't imagine what will happen in the future, but I'm sure that that is a challenging topic, challenging activities. You asked me about differences in gender. Probably the introduction to new technologies will help women in reducing the difference in acquiring knowledge that sometimes is incompatible with something that a woman can do and we absolutely not, so, such as having son. And so new technologies will help also, I think, in this.